Blog Talk Radio.
For another Mad Dog podcast. Let me turn the radio down. It's Rick Goreski. Happy to be talking to you tonight, hosting the show. Today I wanted to talk about the Mad Dog 2015 offseason. A lot has gone down, just an incredible amount of action, actually, in our league. And today I did some rough figuring on contracts for the coming year for the guys that haven't made many moves. And why don't we just jump right in and go franchise to franchise, looking things over. Specifically, we're going to start down in the Blue Division. You're in trouble. Brian Fram's franchise currently has 42 players on his roster. Some of those guys, their contracts have expired, and Brian needs to make decisions on that. Brian has $7.03 in cap room. Looking at his team moves for the season here, Storm Johnson from Jacksonville, contract is up. It would cost 55 cents to re-sign him. Michael from Seattle, the running back, 55 cents to re-sign. Riddick from Detroit, running back, contract is up. That would cost $1.29 to re-sign Riddick. Sims from Tampa Bay, the running back, that would cost 55 cents to re-sign. Keenan Allen from San Diego, wide receiver, $3.83 for that contract. Allen was on a one-penny rookie contract. He was a penny player, so that'll be quite an increase for You're in Trouble to absorb. LaFell from New England, the wide receiver, $486 a year is what it's going to cost to keep him. And if you're wondering how much more that is over what Brian had this year, LaFell was at $1.50. So that's going to be a $3.36 increase to keep LaFell. Heath Miller is going to cost $2.60 to re-sign. Brian has a choice for Matthias Kiwanuka. He would need to tag him or cut him. The transition tag for defensive lineman this year is $4.91. Franchise tag is $5.85. Other players that Brian still has to make a decision on, Young, a linebacker from Chicago who had been a defensive lineman, but I believe he was reclassified because Chicago's gone to a 3-4 this year. He would cost 55 cents. James Bostic, the linebacker in Chicago, would cost 64 cents to re-sign. Jarvis Jones in Pittsburgh would cost 50 cents to re-sign. And Alden Smith, the wife beater, $1.65 to re-sign. So that is the status of You're in Trouble's off-season right now. Brian hasn't made a lot of moves. Let's move over to Malicious Minds. Tom Buckles. Bucko has not made any moves himself. I know he recently talked trade with myself and I believe Andy Wellman. I don't think anything's happened. Status of Tom's team right now, if I could. Tom has 45 players on his roster, and after the flurry of moves that he made last season where he got rid of Gordon and Kelvin Johnson and, gosh, a host of other players, Tom is down to 45 players. He has $36.42 in cap room. He still has a whole host of players to sign, but that's where he's at right now. Looking over Tom's offseason decisions that he needs to make, Alex Smith, contract is up. It would cost $4.52 to sign Alex Smith in the coming season. Archer from Pittsburgh, backup running back, would cost 55 cents. Cunningham, running back from the Rams. Tom would have to tag him to keep him. Tag him. Transition tag for running backs this year, very interesting, $11.57. Franchise on a running back is $15.56. Thank you, Dream Team, and your $22 McCoy deal. The league thanks you. McKinnon from Minnesota, the running back, he's going to cost 62 cents if Tom wants to re-sign him. Telefaro from Baltimore, surprise rookie from last year that ended up getting some playing time, would cost 55 cents to ink. Landry from Miami, successful wide receiver last year. One of the only holdover wide receivers coming back to Miami is going to be $383 a year. I'm sure Tom will be looking to keep him. Torrey Smith, now with San Francisco, is going to be $4.05 a year. If Tom wants to keep him, he sure has plenty of cap room to do it. Escobar, backup, or yeah, I guess he is technically still the backup tight end in Dallas. One day is going to take over from Witten. That's $0.50 a year. Forbath, the Washington kicker, $0.55 a year. Let's see, Dunlop, Cincinnati. That is a defensive lineman, would cost a hefty $5.51. One of the largest priced player that the Malicious Minds has to sign this coming season. Kiki Alonso, $0.50 on the linebacker contract. Bruce Carter would cost $1.50 to re-sign. Linebacker Tampa Bay. Lohoit, San Francisco, one of the remaining linebackers that has yet to retire. $2.64 a year would be that price. Roby, defensive back. We're into defensive backs. Denver, Roby, $0.62 to re-sign. Griffin from Tennessee would be $4.44. Griffin finished third last year overall for defensive backs. Charles Woodson, also $4.44 a year. $4.44. If Tom wants to keep Charles Woodson, he finished second overall in defensive backs. Jenkins from Philadelphia was 16th overall, came in at a salary of $1.72, and Jefferson from Arizona would be a 55-cent signing. That's what's on tap for Malicious Minds. Looking forward to seeing what they do. Speaking of intrigue, Trons, Pabst, Sixer. All of us are anxious to kind of get a taste of what Tim and Zach are going to do with their team. Still fairly new to the league, so we're still learning kind of all their tells, and maybe they've picked up on some of ours already. But Tron, if I could move over and give you a report, 42 players currently on their roster. They have cap room of $11.87. They do have moves that need to be made. Pardon me. Looking at their decisions to make for the coming season. Andy Dalton, they have a lot of the Mike Thomas left the Phantoms franchise, which became Trons Pap Sixer, left a lot of players in a bad state as far as contracts. And you'll see that as we go over this, there are seven, I believe, guys that have to be tagged or cut. They're going to have a tag applied to them, or Tron's just going to have to let them go into the free agent market and try to win them back if they're interested. Andy Dalton, top guy right now on the free agent block for Tron. He would come in with a transition tag of $7.35 or a franchise tag of $13.60. Reggie Bush from Detroit also needs to be tagged or cut. Transition tag, again, running backs $11.57 or a franchise tag of $15.56. Larry Fitzgerald and his hefty contract would have to be re-signed at $11.55 a year. Not sure if that's going to happen. 55 cents on Hunter from Tennessee, the wide receiver Justin Hunter. DeSean Jackson is another guy who would need to be tagged. Tag amount would be $8.81 on the transition or $10.43 on franchise. I do want to remind everybody that when it comes to the transition and franchise tags, the league does send out the financial tier every year, and you can always see where your guys belong in that. The transition and franchise tags for each position are also mentioned, but if you have a guy whose contract has expired and we're going to figure out how much you pay him, if the transition or franchise tag is less than what they're making now, you have to give them a 10% increase. So if you see a little variance when I read off some of the transition and franchise tags, or if you see that on your own team and you say, well, why is that? It's because you can't pay a guy a lower amount. You can't use the transition tag to pay him less money than what you're paying him today if you're going to sign him to a contract. Going back on track here, we have Williams, the wide receiver from Dallas, would cost $0.60 a year. That would be a great deal. Fasano, Tennessee, interesting tight end situation there. 55 cents a year for Fasano. Luke Wilson in Seattle, $0.96 a year. Over to defensive line. Defensive line, Marks from Jacksonville would cost $2.86 a year. Kyle Williams of Buffalo That's Kyle Williams and Clemens. I think Clemens is still with Jacksonville. Both of those guys are tag or cut, and that would cost on a defensive line $491 on a transition tag. Franchise tag for a defensive lineman is $585. Dumerville is classified as a linebacker. He would be $2.64 a year. Julius Peppers is classified as a linebacker, would cost $3.85 to keep. Reed from Houston, linebacker, would cost $0.55 to keep. Suggs, he's over in Baltimore, would have to be transition or franchise tagged. Linebacker tags, $5.99 for the transition. Franchise tag would be $7.38. Manti Te'o, I don't know. I guess I'm doing a radio show, and it immediately makes me think of his long-distance girlfriend. 50 cents on Te'o, if he would like to keep Te'o. Grimes is tag or cut. Grimes, defensive back for Miami. Transition tag on a defensive back, $3.80. Franchise tag on a defensive back, $4.54. Swearinger from Tampa Bay, his contract is up. Defensive back, he was with Houston. That would cost 61 cents a year if Tron wants to keep them. Last team in the blue division is the Andy Wellman's Ipswich United. Ipswich changed their name, formerly AMC Javelins. Tried to get a little bit of change in his look, and it worked. Came out and beat me that week, if I recall. Ipswich has a lot of signings to take care of, so I'm going to roll through these. But first, let me tell you about their roster right now. Roster status for Ipswich, 48 total players on the team. Cap room, $18.60. So almost 50 players, still has $18.60 left. A lot of signings need to happen, or decisions towards signings. Biggest amongst them all is probably C.J. Anderson from Denver. Anderson finished 11th overall last year at running back, and that's going to come with a contract rate based on our tiers of $7.99 a year. Andy also has Asiata from Minnesota, the running back, who filled in while Peterson was out. He finished 13th overall, so even though he's going to be a backup, it would cost $7.99 a year to keep him. I'm likely thinking we're going to see him in free agency. Chris Johnson doesn't have a team right now. Not sure anybody is really going to want to sign him in the NFL. I kind of half considered him retired, and I quick looked it up, and he's not technically retired. He would cost $5.50 a year if Ipswich wanted to keep him. Stephen Ridley, coming off an injury, going over to the Jets, $5.50 a year if Andy wants to keep him. Smith from Atlanta, that would cost $0.55 a year. Bolden is a tag situation for Ipswich. Transition tag, $8.81 for a wide receiver, $10.43 on the franchise tag. Floyd from San Diego has done well at wide receiver. $2.96 a year would be the total. Hawkins, wide receiver Cleveland, would be $1.11. Hopkins from Houston, coming off a penny rookie deal, is going to move up to $7 a year. That's a pretty big jump, up to $7 a year for Hopkins over in Houston. Woods in Buffalo would be $1.86 a year. Woods, wide receiver from Buffalo. If they get a quarterback, that number could have been a lot higher. Maybe that's a bargain. Wright from Minnesota would be $0.55, and that wraps up Andy's wide receivers. Carlson doesn't have a team right now. John Carlson, tight end, formerly with Arizona, $0.55 if he does find a team and Andy wants to sign him. Hill, the tight end over in New Orleans, would cost $0.55 to re-sign, and Kyle Rudolph over in Minnesota would cost $0.61 for Ipswich to re-sign. Place kickers, Shane Graham doesn't have a home right now. If Andy wanted to sign him, it would be $0.55. Moving into the defensive lineman, Shelby of Miami would cost $0.55 to re-sign. Wilkerson of the Jets, that would be a big one, $3.86 a year. Jerry Hughes of Buffalo reclassified as a linebacker this year. Dollar amount goes to $2.75 a year. More linebacker news. Hodges of Minnesota would be $0.55 a year. Kruger of Baltimore, $3.18 a year. Mathis from Indianapolis, $3.30 a year. Seal Moore would would cost only $2.64. I think that would be a pretty good bargain. I think we'd all agree. Defensive backs, Clark doesn't have a team right now. I can't remember who he played for last year. That's $1.02 a year. Iadigbo, 62 cents a year. Say that three times fast. Defensive back for Detroit, 62 cents. Lewis, Houston defensive back, 55 cents, and Earl Thomas of Seattle is $1.82. That wraps up the blue division. I'm just going to take a peek and see how much time we have left. All righty, moving over to the white division, the division that every year comes down to the wire, last game of the year. Downhill from here, the champ, oh, Bill, you're killing me, man, Bill Novak. Most successful owner in Mad Dog up to this point in time, comes into the season with 46 total players on his roster, $8.39 of cap room, lots of people to sign, lots of decisions to make. Bill, struggling mostly at quarterback on his team, despite his success, has yet to find kind of a franchise quarterback to stick with. He got Eli Manning last year in free agency. I believe it was in free agency. Maybe I'm wrong. It would cost $6.07 a year to re-sign Eli Manning. Manuel from Buffalo, quarterback. Bill drafted him a couple years back, hoping he might pan out. 50 cents a year is what that contract would cost. It hasn't panned out thus far. Kyle Orton retired, so Bill's going to lose him. Giovanni Bernard is a running back. Bill had drafted him 2 years ago. Rookie contract is up. It will now cost $5.92 to keep Giovanni Bernard. Nice deal here as Bill picked up Blunt, LeGarrette Blunt. 62 cents a year is all it would take to re-sign Blunt. I have a feeling we're going to see Blunt on downhill from here's roster in 2015. Tag or cut situation, Donald Brown, you probably should be happy that that's a tag or cut so you have an excuse to get rid of him without a cap hit. Transition fee for a running back, $11.57 a year. Franchise fee, $15.56. Bill, if you even think of re-signing him, I have several trades that I want to make with you. Heron from Indianapolis really came out at the end of last year. He would only cost 62 cents a year. Maybe that's not bad injury protection with Frank Gore over in Indy. Hillman from Denver would cost $1.29. Go figure that. Heron from Indianapolis is only 62 cents. Hillman, who probably won't even see the light of day, $1.29 a year is what it would cost to re-sign him. No Sean Moreno, without a team, and $6.60 a year if Bill wants to re-sign No Sean Moreno. Wes Welker without a team, $4.40 a year is what it would cost to get him. Marcus Wheaton over in Pittsburgh, 52 cents a year, not a bad deal there. Owen Daniels now with Denver, that would be $1.20 a year. Ford, tight end from Minnesota, would cost 55 cents. And the big one that Bill has, Gronkowski. Gronk's contract is up. We'd be looking at $6.49 to keep Gronkowski. On defensive line, he has Joseph from Minnesota, 55 cents a year. Moore from the Giants, defensive lineman, Moore. 50 cents. I've only got first initial and last name on all the stuff I'm reading, so that's why sometimes you, if I know the name for sure, I'll say it, but sometimes I just throw the last name out for you. Harrison, a linebacker, Pittsburgh, would be 55 cents. Hightower from New England, $3.49 a year to re-sign linebacker Hightower. Parker from Kansas City, a defensive back, finished eighth overall last year at defensive back, $3.63 a year. And I think it's Buster Skrine, and if not, I still wanted to say Buster. 62 cents a year for the defensive back from Cleveland. That's downhill from here. Moving over to Stone, Steve Wellman, the pride of Steve Wellman, Stone Form Pallies. Steve has done a lot of work on his team this offseason, 38 total players on the roster, $13.33 left to go. Steve has made several moves already this offseason. He re-signed Mante Ball, 50 cents a year. He re-signed Eddie Lacy at $10.07 a year, 3-year contract. Oliver from San Diego, the running back, re-signed 3 years, $4.30 a year. Zach Stacy, now with the New York Jets, 50 cents a year on a 3-year deal. That's what Steve applied. Kenny Britt from St. Louis is on a 3-year deal at 55 cents a year. I believe it's Preston Brown. I don't remember the full name, but a wide receiver, Carolina, was cut. Hogan, wide receiver from Buffalo, was cut. Holmes from Oakland, wide receiver, 60 cents a year. Decision not made yet. Alan Hearns from Jacksonville, wide receiver, decision not made yet. Johnson from Minnesota, he has been signed to a 3-year deal, 55 cents a year. Donnell, the tight end from the Giants, 3 years, $2.60 a year. Santos, place kicker, Kansas City, 3 years, 73 cents. That's the deal that Steve gave him. Defensive lineman, McDonald from Tampa Bay, now I want a Big Mac, $2.86 a year, and that's on a 3-year deal. Quite an investment to a guy that serves burgers. Crick from Houston, $2.32 a year is what it would cost to keep the defensive lineman, Crick. And Ninkovich from New England, he usually puts up really good stats, $5.51 on a 2-year deal. That's what Steve put him on. Bartu with a linebacker from Atlanta would cost 55 cents a year if Steve chooses to sign him. Junior Gallette, New Orleans, has been cut. Kennard is a defensive back from the Giants. He was re-signed 3 years at 55 cents a year. And Thomas, I think it's JT Thomas from Jacksonville, would cost $1.11 a year if Stone wants to re-sign him. Not sure what his intentions are at this point with that player. Moving over to Gar, Klingons around Uranus. Just letting that sink in. 31 total players, $23.31 in cap room available, so Gar's in really good shape as far as the cap. Not a lot of decisions left to make for Gar. He released Bolden, the running back from New England, and Dixon, running back from Buffalo. He released Miles Austin from Cleveland, wide receiver. He released Dobson from New England, a wide receiver. Reggie Wayne retired. Chandler, formerly with Buffalo, the tight end. I think he's with New England now, but that was a cut. Davis was a defensive lineman with Jacksonville. That's a cut. And Merriweather was a defensive back with Washington. He was cut. The moves that Gar still has to make decisions on. Justin Forsett, what a good decision to have to make. Finished eighth overall last year at running back. Contract would be $10.07 a year. James Jones, former Packer fans know James Jones, cut from Oakland, doesn't have a home right now. Gar has him under not right of first refusal, but he's a restricted free agent right now. Gar could re-sign him if he wanted to at $1.86 a year. Gar just waiting back to see where James Jones goes. Antonio Gates was a very, very pleasant surprise this past season. Gar picked him up in free agent auction. Gates finished third overall. That price tag, though, is $620 a year now if he wants to keep him. Gresham, tight end formerly of Cincinnati, I believe he's a free agent right now, would be $2.60 a year. And Hoshka, the place kicker of Seattle, would be $1.98 a year if Gar wants to re-sign him. I see no reason why he wouldn't make room for that, for a really good kicker on a team with a strong defense like Seattle. Last player Gar has to make a decision on is Blanton from Minnesota. That would defensive back Blanton would cost $1.02 a year to keep. Moving over to the last team in the white division, last year's champion, Tim. Is it Sever? I've never really asked. Is it Sever or Sevor? I don't know if I put a little French flair in that. Sevor, lost in the sauce, which is what I am right now. Looking at Lost's roster, he has 37 players on his team, $21.32 left in cap room. Speaking of room, I'm just going to glance at how much time we have left. 5 minutes. Might have to run a part two of this to keep this going. I very well may not finish. So Lost in the Sauce. Moving over to their moves, they have not made a decision on Carson Palmer. Carson Palmer would be $6.05 a year if they wish to keep him. Le'Veon Bell is going to cost $14.28. Bell was on a rookie contract, a penny player. Now is going to be $14.28. That's a big jump. I don't know, I cover the cuts real quick. Lost has made a lot of cuts. They cut Michael Vick, Jonas Gray, the running back from New England, running back from Arizona, Taylor. They cut Gabriel, a wide receiver from Cleveland. Put a right of first refusal tag on Michael Bennett, the tight end from Chicago. Cut Zach Miller, tight end, Seattle. Cut Jones, I think that's Deontay Jones, the defensive lineman from Green Bay. He's cut. Ellerby, cut linebacker from Miami. Cut linebacker Lemur from Cincinnati. Cut Irving from Denver. Traded Kevin Minter from Arizona, linebacker, to the Marauding Minotaurs. We'll get into trades, and I'm going to have to call that episode two now. Darryl Washington was a cut. He was going to cost way too much money, and who knows where his head's at after the double suspensions. So Arizona linebacker Washington cut. Abdullah, defensive back from Kansas City, was cut. Ioka from Cincinnati, defensive back, cut. Landry from the Jets, cut. That was D. Landry, not L. Landry. Webb from Baltimore was cut as a defensive back, as was Williams, the former Green Bay quarterback, now with Cleveland. Decisions that Tim still has to make, as I mentioned, Palmer and Bell. He also needs to make a decision on Tucker, the place kicker from Baltimore. That would cost $1.34 a year to keep. Adams, defensive back from Indianapolis, would be $2.47 to keep. Gaines from St. Louis, the defensive back, would be $1.02. And Ishmael from Atlanta, defensive back, would cost $1.72 to keep. McKelvin from Buffalo, defensive back, 55 cents a year if he wants to keep him. And Pollard from Baltimore would be a hefty $2.75 if Tim wants to keep him. So that is Lost in the Sauce. Checking my time here. I've got 2 minutes and 45 seconds left, so why don't I quickly cover trades, and then we'll finish off with the Red Division in part two of this podcast. I'm going to call this part one. Trades. I had this all set up. Here we go. It's been a very busy offseason. Blockbuster trade between Dream Team and the Marauding Minotaurs. Dream Team giving up Andrew Luck and Levante David. The Marauding Minotaurs giving up Cam Newton, Julio Jones, and the fourth overall pick in this year's draft. And the fourth pick in the third round. That was the fourth overall pick in the first round and the fourth pick in the third round. Another trade that occurred, Dream Team gave up. Dream Team very busy, and as was the Marauding Minotaurs. Dream Team gave up DeMarco Murray to the Stoneform Pallies for Cameron Jordan, tight end Miami, DeMarcus Lawrence from Dallas, and pick 11 in the first round for this year's draft. Rookie draft. Minotaurs gave up a second-round pick, fourth overall, to show me your TDs to get Cordarrelle Patterson, wide receiver of Minnesota. Minotaurs weren't done. They gave up a 2016 second-rounder to Crazy Seven to pick up Doug Martin. Crazy made a trade with Lost in the Sauce. Crazy gave up Ryan Mallett, Geno Atkins, Josh Mauga, Tavon Branch, 2016 fourth-round pick. Lost gave all that away in order to get 12th overall pick in the second round this year, a second-round pick. I got this mixed up. Gave up. Oh, Lost gave the 12th overall pick. Lost in the Sauce gave Crazy the 12th pick in the second round, and they gave them a 2016 second-round draft pick. I'm going to pick this up in part two, guys, so please bear with me.